Let's see. Yeah, not in your eyes. They're pointed right here. Okay, so I have a question. How many of y'all have seen the movie Taken? Liam Neeson in it? Why are you lying right now? So seriously, like two people in the whole room have seen the movie Taken? Taken. It may be on Netflix. Okay, so like four. So I'll give you the gist of the movie then real quick. Basically, there's this guy who you get kind of introduced to, but you don't know a whole ton about. But supposedly, he's like Super X, Special Ops, CIA, crazy spy, like Delta Force, Navy SEAL, some kind of super awesome dude. And then, what is it, like the fifth scene in the movie, his daughter gets taken. She's like kidnapped. They're going to sell her into sex trafficking. So what happens in the movie? He goes and finds her. But he goes through hell to get her back. Like, it is like an unbelievable just mess of stuff that he goes through to get her back. Is it the first one or the second one he gets shot in? One of the two of them he gets shot in. He's cut all over the place. Major issues in this process that he goes through. But eventually finds his daughter, brings her back, has to deal with his crazy ex-wife in the process and her super even 10 times as crazy, husband. But randomly all that to say, for whatever reason, that's all I could think of when they were up here singing that song. It was like, there's nothing that God will not do to get to us. Oh, does it make sense now? Like, I can only begin to imagine, like, the first time I saw the movie, obviously I wasn't a dad, but now I am. And so, like, I can only begin to imagine what would happen if somebody took care of us. Derek's right there going, I don't even want. Like, I would rain down hell on somebody. And I think that would be the beginning of it. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to go into any other detail because it would be very bad and very wrong of like a youth pastor to talk about like cutting somebody's Achilles tendon and just leaving them there laughing because they can't walk. And and then like breaking their big toe so they can't walk. A youth pastor's not supposed to talk about this stuff. So, but the long and short of it is, there would be nothing that would stop me shy of death. And so Jesus, in this same process, God came looking for us and went through hell and back to come find us. Nobody? Okay. Whatever. I'm going to keep my comments to myself. So, what have we been talking about the last couple weeks then, since nobody seems to have any care about, my attempt at movie reference?
We talked about the woman that was going to get stoned because
it was like 3 weeks. Okay, so what's the purpose of those two?
The people that are considered not holy, don't want to interfere with them or whatever. God goes to them and helps them, and he expects us to do the same.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's on the money. So Jesus loves the untouchables. So what are you digging for? If we had the TVs, there'd be a big thing that says untouchables up there, and it would all make more sense. But these people that we're not supposed to like, we're not supposed to love, we're not supposed to interact with, Jesus loved them. So, because of all this, Jesus has enemies, right? Not everybody's okay with, like, the whole love and grace and mercy and forgiveness mess. The Jewish priests. It's almost the Roman Empire, too. It's almost as if she's paying attention. I'm kind of excited about this. So the long and short of it is that at some point, this whole thing comes to a head. That's where we're going tonight. Okay? Luke 22. How do you even know this? Oh. Four stories? Oh. All right, so. So, Luke 22, here's basically where we're at. We're going to do Bible skimming, okay? So, here's what happens in Luke 22. What's the first heading?
Jesus
agrees to betray Jesus. So Jesus gets betrayed.
For like
30
silver coins, right?
30 pieces of silver, yeah. So Jesus gets betrayed. That kind of sucks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the and so okay. So what's the second heading? Oh, yeah, I skipped one. All right, so they had a Last Supper. We all know what that is, right?
Yeah, it's where Jesus, like, broke the bread and said, eat this bread, this is my body, and then the wine, this is my blood. That's how we do communion.
All right, next setting. All right, so he gets betrayed. He gets denied. What's next?
He prays.
So he prays.
This is where
that.
The disciples fall asleep, and then this is where, and then Pilate and his crew come and get him.
Right.
Do that.
That's what we do when we get like betrayed and denied, right? As we go pray.
No.
Okay. Okay. So what's the next one?
Jesus is arrested.
So now he gets arrested. That kind of sucks. What's the next one? All right, what's the next one? So betrayed, denied, arrested, put on trial. What's next? Okay, so he's on trial. What's next? Yeah, that part sucks. Yeah. So, denied, betrayed, arrested.
They killed him brutally.
Crucified?
With
33
times, and then he died.
33 times? What?
Or was it 40?
What are you talking about? The times he got whipped? No, just random side note, it was 39. 40 would have killed him. Just random. Yeah, so he's crucified. Isn't it interesting? Jesus spends his entire life, his entire ministry, preaching about love, forgiveness, and mercy and grace. And yet somehow everybody hates him. Somehow he goes to the cross, which is the death sentence for those who are the worst of the worst. And to what on each side of him? What does the word call him? Yeah, depending on the version you look at, they're criminals, they're thieves, they're murderers. So the worst of the worst, the lowest of the low, the most untouchable of the untouchable. Jesus spends his entire life loving these people, and yet he goes to his death between two more. Okay. All right, somebody read 23:32-35.
Two others, both criminals, were led out to be executed with him. When they came to a place called the Skull, they nailed him to the cross, and the criminals were also crucified,
Yep. So what was Jesus' crime? Why is he being crucified? Y'all are a trip. So, who wants him crucified? Who wants him crucified?
Everyone.
Him being God is a threat to the Jews. Him being God is a threat to the Romans. Him being God is a threat to the Jewish people. Because now the cute little Sadducees and Pharisees don't get to run around being in charge.
What? What are Sadducees and Pharisees?
The religious leaders of the time. They wear Hanukkahs? I'm coming in next week with a menorah on my head.
And they celebrate Hanukkah. And Yom Kippur.
Hey, that would have been a really, really good question for the Jewish church that you didn't show up to. So, back to where we're at. Realistically, okay? Think about this for a minute, though. They killed Jesus because they truly believed that him saying he was God was blasphemy.
Wait, how do the Jews feel about this now? Like,
they don't think he's Jesus. Or they don't think he's the Messiah.
Then who do they think is the Messiah?
Oh. He hasn't come yet. Some do. Pretty much. He was just another criminal. So, like I say, the religious leaders killed Jesus because they actually believed that him saying he was God was a problem because he wasn't God. But is this not similar to what happens today? Okay, what are some things that people do that might be wrong, but they're following their beliefs to the letter?
Satanism?
Adultery. Okay.
Cults. The guys blowing themselves up.
ISIS.
ISIS.
Same
Muslims. Not all of them.
Some
Jerusalem. What about it?
Okay.
Nazis. Scientology. Yeah, because the Scientologists do bad stuff. Pagans. Okay, so. Wow. Wow. Really, Sarah? The long and short of it is they believed this. You sure?
Yeah. Would you stop and make me laugh even more? Because you're looking at me dead on. It's like you're in like the little aiming dealing. I feel like I could shoot you right now.
Okay, somebody read 36 to 39.
The soldiers mocked him too by offering him a drink of sour wine. They called out to him, "If you're..."
"This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals sitting beside him scoffed. "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it."
So everybody in the crowd's mocking him. Even to the point where one of the criminals, okay, again, we've got Jesus who's done nothing wrong. One of the criminals on his side starts mocking him too. One of the people that Jesus is crucified between, one of the untouchables, one of the people he's dying for, is making fun of him. 40 to 43.
Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise."
So the second criminal starts to believe. He decides that with his last moments here on earth, he realizes Jesus is the Messiah. He decides to repent, and Jesus tells him what? So even on the cross, even in the middle of the most painful death in history, Jesus turns around and continues his mission and continues to show us that we're supposed to love those who are untouchable. He goes ahead and he extends forgiveness, he extends grace and mercy to the guy sitting there, hanging next to him, probably a murderer, thief, rapist, who knows? It's funny, I say murderer, she's good. I say rapist, and it's like, ooh.
Getting raped is my worst fear.
What about getting killed?
No.
Well, if you're dead, you're dead, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
if you're raped, you gotta live with it.
What if you're killed and then raped?
Okay, but you're dead. That is called something. It's called necrophilia.
So, two people on the cross, two sinners, the worst of the worst, the untouchables. Jesus extends forgiveness to both of them. One accepts it, the other mocks him. Which one are you?
Which criminal are you?
Or maybe you're one that doesn't deserve to be on the cross at all. So which one are you? Forgiveness offered to both. One accepts, one rejects. Or maybe you don't belong on the cross at all. Okay, so I have one answer. One person says, "I'm going to heaven." Okay. Okay, three. Okay, four. The other half of the room doesn't know. Maybe you're one of the ones that doesn't belong on the cross.
Maybe they don't know.
What happens if you don't belong on the cross?
Everybody belongs on the cross.
How are you confused, Ivy? Are you one of the worst sinners that deserves to be on the cross or not? Are you one of the worst sinners, or do you not belong on the cross at all? Do you belong on the cross?
Yes, you do.
Are you a sinner that's the worst of the worst?
Yes.
Well, not the worst of the worst.
Yes. Yes. If Jesus deserves to be on that cross, you for sure deserve to be on that cross.
I'm very confused.
Hey, Ivy, if Sarah's telling you,
okay, I'm going to go with this.
Just assume Sarah's correct.
She's right. Because I am.
She just said she was going
to. But does it really do us any good to sit and assume somebody's answer as opposed to knowing the answer for ourselves? So I ask again, are you a sinner that deserves to be on the cross with the worst of the worst?
Yes!
Yes.
So we're finally coming around to the point that all sin is sin and they're equal.
My mom said that's not
exactly
true.
And she was yelling at me about it. I was telling her.
Okay. So which one's worse?
What she just said?
No. Give me the scale. Murder is worse than what?
Stealing milk.
Okay. So if you steal something, that's worse than murder. What if I told you that a murderer was nothing more than a thief? Cain and Abel?
Yeah,
okay. So let me ask you this. If you call Sarah a jerk, is that the same as killing her?
Yes.
Yeah, what's it say? No.
One word at a time.
What does the word tell us?
All sin is the same.
Nope. Yes. What does the word tell us?
Okay. Oh yeah. I didn't know that, but now I do. And so I'm gonna come on that. So I could.
You're wrong, Mom. You're wrong.
I was telling her she was wrong, but she was like, no, look at
that. Okay, so now that at least most of the room is clear, nobody in the room doesn't deserve to be on the cross.
Everybody deserves to be on the cross. That's what you said.
That's not what I said. It's a question I asked. Everybody deserves to be on the cross.
Yes.
So now, are you the thief, the murderer, the sinner on the cross that accepted the forgiveness and decides, I want to be with Jesus? Are we sure?
Yeah. They both can be good guys. It's just their choice on what they want to do.
So
neither one of them were good guys. They were condemned criminals.
Okay, well, Jesus was on the cross. He's not a criminal.
Right minded one.
So if our decision, we've all decided we're all sinners, we all deserve to be on the cross, Jesus died for each and every one of us, this is where we have decided we want to be, why don't we live this way? What does that have to do with anything? Reputation is a thing, okay? What'd you say, Sarah?
Because we're too caught up in our sins to want to change anything.
Too caught up in your sins to want to change anything. So basically what we're looking for is Jesus to come, make sure we get a one-way ticket to heaven, and leave us alone. You want to come back?
No.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute. I don't understand.
Did you just wipe a tear?
No. It's sweat. These lights are hot. Oh.
No.
So again, if we actually decide we want Jesus, we accept the gift, why don't we live like it? They're all valid points. Okay? So question two. For all sinners, we all deserve to be on the cross. We've decided we want forgiveness. Who is the guy hanging there on the other side of Jesus in your life?
Which one? I know, like, the question.
The whole rest of the world.
The whole rest of the world? Okay. Who's the sinner on the other side of Jesus in your life? Okay, so. Okay, so, Miss Davis, my old school, the whole world, a Muslim, whatever. Has this person rejected Jesus, or does this person have no idea who Jesus is because you haven't opened your mouth?
You know who Jesus is, he doesn't believe that he's the Messiah.
Yes,
I tried to tell him, but then he just walked away.
So are they that way because we haven't tried? You just slow down. Stop taking my questions. No, that one over there. Yeah. Yeah, the all black one. I don't know about all that. Center on the other side of the cross from me. Oh, my mic's on?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. Okay. Anyways, no, I'm gonna quit. Realistically, think about that this week. You have Jesus sitting on the cross, dying for your sins and the rest of the world's. You know about this, you've accepted this. But are you talking about it? Or are you keeping the ultimate gift a secret? Okay? You're released to your small group leaders now. Drive them crazy for a little bit.